welcome to the Thursday, October 18th, 2012 edition of the Public Works Advisory Board. Please note that we have four or five members present with Bill Olson not in attendance. With that in mind, we start our meeting and we'll have a moment of silence. Okay. This isn't going to be a long meeting, and so before we get started, do we have any announcements from PWEB members?
This doesn't have anything to do with PWEB, but this weekend on Sunday is the 50th anniversary of the museum here in town, so there's going to be refreshments and all kinds of activities over at the museum, so be sure and go over there and take part and enjoy yourself.
And having been to that museum dozens of times over my life, folks, let's get out there. Anybody else?
No.
Okay. With that said, we go to the consent calendar. I myself have some questions about the director's report, so we're going to go item by item instead of accepting them all. So could we have minutes from last August 16th meeting? Could anybody like to make any changes, or can we move to accept them?
I move that we accept them.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. The minutes are accepted. Going on to the director's report. All right. Usually what we do is we kind of go around the board, and if you have any questions, and Rob Leivik is here, and we can talk about the director's report. Ron, we'll start with you. Do you have any questions for Rob?
Not really. I did go through it, read everything. I see that we're doing a lot with the streets, and it's interesting going around town and seeing all the work that's being done. That's great. And I was noticing that you're doing a lot of work on the sewer pumps and all that, so I don't have any other questions.
Great. Richard, do you have any questions?
No, other than I'm pretty much impressed with progress on the firehouse.
Okay. Great. And Steve?
Yes, I'd like to bring up one thing, and it's on the pavement side of it. I noticed that they've done Marina coming from Piney Way west towards the bay. Is that the Cape Seal you were talking about earlier in, you know, earlier meetings?
Yep. That's the triple layer cape that they did.
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask on the wastewater. Last time you weren't here, Rob, and I brought up the fact of the wastewater treatment plant, and I was unaware of the situation that actually the JPA meetings were the ones where discussions were had with the public. However, I thought it might be important, at least from the status update. A lot of people do watch this particular board meeting, and I know you have in here a little bit about where you stand right now with the going for the appeal with the Coastal Commission. I guess the one thing I still have some concern with is, it has a fallback position been, have you come up with some form of fallback position should you lose the appeal? And I think that's where it stands right now. Is that correct? It's an appeal to move the plan, as I remember.
Well, the appeal was on the city-approved coastal development permit to build the plant at the existing location.
Right.
And as part of our response to that appeal, we prepared a, based on coastal staff request, alternative sites evaluation. One of their issues was in the, while we met the statutory requirement for looking at alternative sites, they didn't feel that we went far enough afield to look at potential other sites. So we prepared that, came down to basically three sites that came to the final list. We did some fairly detailed studies on those sites, and based on our consultant's recommendation, the existing treatment plant site won out over in the categories of LCP consistency, timing and cost, and environmental. So
did all the other sites require more lifting of the effluent to get to those locations?
Yes, this is one of the lowest places in town where everything's been plumbed to. So any place basically else requires us to pump.
So you'd basically have to lift from the existing wastewater treatment plant location to the new, if they choose a new location.
Yeah, and we're talking, I'm sure everybody's heard this before, but we would need to size a pump station to meet our peak wet weather flow there. So we're talking about an 8 million gallon per day pump station on the existing site, which is not a very small facility.
No, it isn't.
So that would have to, you know, regardless of where the plant were to move to, we need a large pump station at that site. So.
And more maintenance cost involved as well as
pumping costs,
as operational costs and everything.
Yes, exactly.
To go with that.
Not to say that it can't be done. I like to, as an engineer, I can do anything that I'm tasked to do. So, but we've been tasked to by our joint board to pursue a project at the existing site, and no, the board has not tasked us with any alternatives in preparation for the Coastal Commission hearing. We are putting our, based on council and board direction, our best foot forward on this site.
Has other sites been actually designated?
The three sites that made it to the finalists are the existing site, the one that's known as the Chevron property, which is at the near Toro Creek Road, was a site, and then the site that came out in the first staff report from Coastal that they preferred was the Rigetti site, which is east of town off of Highway 41, just outside the city limits.
Up towards the Grange area?
Up towards that way. On the north side of the highway.
Oh. Okay.
That's where our existing Nutmeg tank is, on the upper portion of that site. So it's about 70 feet higher than the existing wastewater treatment plant. Although we walked that site and there's a beautiful flat spot that would be perfect for a wastewater treatment plant, unfortunately it's about 300 feet higher than the than the site. It's you have a gorgeous view from up there. The realtor took when Coastal staff came down to visit the two locations. We went on a little hike up there, so they.
And then the effluent would have to be hauled back, or I mean, piped back down.
Piped back down. What doesn't both the city and the Coastal staff and the Cayuga Sanitary District Board have a desire to reclaim as much water as possible? So what couldn't be reclaimed would need to go out the outfall.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that.
Okay,
thank you.
Are you finished, Stephen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I have a couple,
you know, mulch being spread on the last days and, you know, hooking up the appliances and that sort of thing.
So that open house, is it open to the public?
It's open to the public,
oh,
yeah.
Okay,
so that's December 9th. All right, keep that in mind, Morro Bay, because that's a big addition to the city. The next is I have a general question about the Morro Creek, the bike bridge that someday will be placed there.
Yes.
And I'm looking, is that under transit? And I don't see it in here.
I think we need to add that to our list, and we will add that because we're starting to execute agreements with Caltrans to get that money to start flowing. So
and so as the process stands right now, there's monies, and now we're going to go out to request for proposals?
Request for proposals for design and permitting services.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll need to prepare an environmental document, get a coastal permit, design the project. So that's the byways grant money. And then we also have T money for construction. So we have a grant for both design and construction.
And then I guess looking at the Harbor Walk project and what's been done with the Harbor Walk, and then this is this another part of it?
It basically is an extension of that Harbor Walk. We'll try to keep the same themes going on. I'm not sure if we'll continue the boardwalk much further, but it'll be a similar bike path with, you know, enhanced landscaping, you know, a little bit of dune restoration, you know, the dune grass as you go out there along the side of the road.
So I guess the bridge, I guess since we didn't have the monies, it couldn't have been part of the Harbor Walk plan?
Correct.
Okay.
There was a concept plan that was part of the North Coleman master plan that went through a few years ago, through the process a few years ago, that included a boat haul-out facility and park improvements. This pathway and bridge were shown on that plan in concept, but not that's all it was. There was no detail provided. So we'll need to fill in those details.
Okay. No, because I think I have seen that picture of that plan. And then I was talking with someone about the Harbor Walk going, if this is part of the Harbor Walk way, do we have to go back out for plan?
We'll just have some detailed plans because we'll need to construct it. We'll need grades established, a formal alignment established. Something that a contractor can bid on and build to. We'll have to develop the specs for the bridge, get all the appropriate permits. So I'm going to add that as a line item to our project list.
Well, sure, because, I mean, that's going to really... will that be a separate deal in terms of linking up the bike path to North Morro Bay? And I guess it would. The bridge would stand alone right there, and then as monies become available in years to come to link that to the Cayugas bike bridge?
Yes, and I need to add another... we probably just need bring back our whole bike component. I think that somehow has come off of our list because we had some bike projects on there
we're
working on. We also have another bike project that is we were awarded a bicycle transportation account grant for to fill in the gap of Class 1 bike path between the power plant bike path and the high school. So on the north side of 41, we're going to put a Class 1 bike path adjacent to Atascadero Road that
would be that kind of dirt section right now right next to the
exactly
fence. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd go right across the bike path, pick that up and go over,
and we'll put in a crosswalk there directly north-south from the existing end of the power plant path next to the motel, so there won't be that dog leg walk up the sidewalk. You're supposed to dismount from your bicycle and walk up the sidewalk and then walk across the crosswalk and then get back on your bike. I guess that was the theory behind it, but it doesn't seem to work too well in actual practice.
Having ridden that bike path and done that a number of times, dozens and dozens with my kids, that does get kind of sketchy, so that will be nice. Okay, well, that's great. I look forward to talking about the bike bridge in the future.
And we'll add a component for bike projects, and then also we can also include in there, safe route to school type projects also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Richard, did you have a question?
I do. Do you have any idea how long Quintana is going to be one way?
February?
February?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know getting in and out where I live is somewhat complicated.
Yeah. To build that lift station there and keep the equipment there, they need to take up that lane, and it's not safe authorization to fill that position and recruit for a admin position that was recently vacated due to the admin person applying for and accepting the associate planner job. So,
and as I remember, he handled water and was a water and waste, or not wastewater, but water and stormwater.
Stormwater was handled by our engineering division. We're in the process of looking at a slight reorganization of the department to kind of move all the engineering types into one work group rather than having two people as separate utilities and two people as general engineering. We're small enough where we don't have to have those division separates, and we're going to use everybody's expertise to the utmost. We have a utilities engineer that's an expert in paving, so we need to make use of him on the paving side, and we have a general civil that has worked on a lot of water projects, so I don't think we need those hard lines in a city this small so that we can't enjoy the benefits of having that expertise.
Well, I wish Dylan well.
He he has went to work for a private consulting firm, Water Systems Consulting, and we all wished him well, and had a great time visiting with him at our barbecue that we had a couple weeks ago.
Very good.
Okay. Well, continuing with the director's report. Stephen brought up the JPA, Joint Powers Agreement between Morro Bay and Cayugas, and I just want to let people know out there in Morro Bay that you can go to the website, morrobay.ca.us/WWTPUP grade, if you want to check the status of whatever is going on with the wastewater treatment plan. And also the second Thursday of every month is the JPA meeting.
Yeah,
and this next one's going to be where, Rob?
Morro Bay was scheduled for Cayugas. And there was not a quorum for that meeting, so the meeting was canceled.
Okay. And then moving on, I had some more questions on page 2 of the director's report, kind of a general question on underwater. And I see that our monthly water production of what we produced, Morro Bay, not state water, was 0.7 million gallons, 0.8 million gallons for respective months. Is that what would happen to state water? My general, I was thinking, I'm like, we get a lot of water from state water. What would happen if state water went down? How long could we sustain Morro Bay's needs?
Well, we're about to face that here on November 2nd. State water will go down for 17 days. Is their time for their annual maintenance. And what we do is we run our brackish water RO system all the time. So instead of a more limited basis, we run it all the time, and we can keep up with average day demands. If it's if we have a warm November, we're going to have to use our groundwater wells to blend with our brackish water RO. If we were to experience, let's say, a failure in the brackish water RO while state water is down, we have an agreement with California Men's Colony for them to provide us water on an exchange basis. So if they provide us a gallon on an emergency basis, we give them back 1.25 gallons when we have excess water. So
I guess that's where I was leading with my question, because I noticed that if we're getting total water production is 37 million gallons per month, and for that 17 days, we're going to have to produce close to 20 million gallons.
Yes.
And so that's a sizable increase from 0.8 million gallons.
Yeah, so that 0.8 million gallons is just periodic running of the brackish water RO, so we'll be running that plant 24/7. And by this time next year, we'll have our brackish water RO system upgrade done, which will allow us to keep up with peak demands with brackish water RO. We need new product water pumps. We can make more water than we can pump into the system with our existing system. So we're replacing the product water pumps along with some chemical feed capabilities.
I guess I'm looking at the brackish water RO and looking at the desal. And so in that next year, those two will be completely online and up and running?
We don't anticipate needing to run the actual desal portion of the plant. That's really an emergency if we run that portion. We can provide – it costs a lot less in energy to run the lower salt water – yeah, of –
if you're lucky.
From Kings – well, from Kings out around the city.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And so I have – moving on down the director's report to collection systems. Could you – and I know Stephen was asking about the lift station. Could you give us an update, or just maybe just let people know out there about Front Street Lift Station 2, the one down on Embarcadero, and then Lift Station 3, kind of give us an update?
Yeah, Lift Station 2 on the Embarcadero, that's substantially complete. I think they have to get in there and do a small section of the parking lot where The contractor still had some equipment stored right around the lift station building. They have some finish work to do on the building itself, but that station has actually been up and operating for the past month or so. We've taken the other lift station out of service and backfilled, and it's gone. And we're glad to see that, because now we don't have – that's one of the last two confined spaces that we were a big confined space that we had to deal with, going down to service those pumps and electrical components, 10 feet below sea level is not a good situation to be in. So they'll be looking to complete that work on lift station 2 within the next week or so, and then we'll take it to council for acceptance. Lift station 3 is well underway. They've set the wet well, started to backfill that. They've completed their dewatering operations. They're looking at to get mobilized now for force main construction. In the next couple of weeks, they'll start that work.
So the water table is that high over in that area?
Yeah, it wasn't quite as much dewatering as the lift station 2. But we had a minor dewatering operation that we pumped through a storm drain under Quintana Road. There's a little field area that we discharged the water to under our stormwater permit allows us to, or municipal stormwater permit allows us to do dewatering. So we did that. I anticipate, or the contractor projects construction to be complete with lift station 3 at about February. So as things are able to free up as far as traffic control, we'll open things back up, but we want to keep it a safe situation for that construction operation there too, but not overly inconvenience the neighborhood, as we want to get that cleaned up as soon as possible.
I've been down there, and I'm sure, Richard, that it's introduced a new world for you living down there in Quintana, because it's really changed the traffic pattern down there. And I've noticed it because I go through there all the time.
Yeah, every time I seem to forget about that project. Every time I turn down South Bay and expect to come back up Quintana, they don't even let me through with a light bar on the on the truck.
My next question, Rob, is on page 3 at the bottom, talking about streets and sidewalks. I know the future agenda item we're going to get there is talking about
the bigger picture.
The bigger picture in terms of everything we've done with streets and roads and the various sidewalks around town, and we'll get to that in 2 months. And I anticipate, because we've had a lot of things going on in the city. But if you could go to the third paragraph down on page 3, talking about the street rehabilitation program. And I know, could you kind of give us an update since our contract with the contractor to do the Quintana Road by Limos, they didn't hit that date, and we were going to have some sort of work done on north part of town on Tide Street?
Yes.
Can you give us an update?
We negotiated in lieu of liquidated damages, which is what the contract would pay when they can't meet certain time frames. We negotiated extra work. So not only did they not meet that deadline, we had subsequent deadlines that they, due to probably too much work going on, that I guess being a successful company, they got a lot of bids, and we got a couple more streets, including the, I guess, thankfully for the police department, we're going to do some work for the on the alley behind PD there. I don't know if you've ever driven that alley. It's pretty beat up. So we worked out a deal with them that if we filled the potholes, they would seal over the top of it for free. That wasn't even a change order. They just said, you know, for goodwill for everybody, we're just going to do this. We also negotiated a change order with them. In addition to the extra work for in lieu of liquidated damages, we added $250,000 out of this year's budget to their contract while they were here and mobilized to do streets like Marina, that section of Beach Harbor.
A couple months.
The, Those are in addition to the street work. Street potholing is done, you know, doing sidewalk repairs. Also, we have about $100,000 in community development block grant money that's been set aside for sidewalk gap closures and curb ramps. So we'll be, we need to complete our, since it's federal money, we have to do NEPA on that National Environmental Protection Act, basically the national equivalent of what California would require for projects. We're in the process of completing that NEPA work now, and we'll be going out for sections of sidewalk like on Harbor, near Tacos de Mexico.
You had that, and then you had enough over on by Avalon. You had some street, and then Avalon, Bonita, La Jolla.
Well, those are street repairs. This is.
But there were some ramps done too.
Yes.
What I was saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, I just have. Sorry to belabor this, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
On the last page, page 4-4, I thought it's an. A kind of more FYI and public information to get out there, folks watching here at home. And I guess this isn't. I'm just kind of doing a little PR for the city, Rob.
Okay. Thank you.
Is if you have any questions about streets and roads, you can go to the citizen e-request on the city's homepage and let the city know about any sort of problem that you're having. And then as Rob's talking about street maintenance, it'll get put on the list. Also, you can give them a call, but I think, Rob, they're pretty much liking the email request more than calls, yes?
Yes, and, you know, that's we're going through some growing pains with that e-request form. We're going to try to make it a little bit easier and making sure we're finding that it's it might take a day or two to get to the right person. We're going through how the emails were set up. Like traffic control devices need to get approved by the city engineer, and that wasn't happening. So, because I never knew that we got a request for a sign coming in. So, there's some growing pains with that. We're also going to add some more. For example, on the tree form, gives a little bit more explicit. Is this a tree? I wouldn't suggest calling it for or using it for a tree down in the street. You know, call us if that's the case. But if there's a branch break, you know, hanging that you're concerned about, we'll have check boxes for that. So we make sure those get immediately to the right person. When that gets checked, it goes right to the maintenance guy so that, you know, he knows that doesn't have to filter through the office staff to do anything with, you know, once we get this set up, it can go directly to him. I noticed one thing that we still want to have your address and phone number in a certain way. We're training the populace instead of, but we're going to change that so you can put it in any way you want to, and it's going to be a phone number. We don't really care how it gets put in there, so we're going to change that from
Ron, right now you have some history with it, and that was no dashes, correct?
No dashes, no brackets, no nothing, just a bunch of numbers.
It's set up as a numeric field, and I don't care if it's a numeric field or not. I'm not going to do any data analysis on it,
right.
So it really doesn't matter how it gets put in there. All we need is a phone number that we can call you back if we have any questions. We don't need it as a we're not going to do any math operations on it.
Yeah. So my last question, Rob, is in the future in terms of this e-notify, would you or maintenance or when we're talking about those trees pushing up the sidewalks, would you prefer people to call or do e-requests on
e-requests on anything, any non-emergency items? So if there's water coming out of the street, don't use the e-notify. If there's a tree down or a tree leaning severely that looks like it might be a hazard to the public, please don't use e-notify. Call us directly, and we can take care of that.
And it is called Let Us Know.
Let Us Know is
to the e-request.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ron?
Well, you were going to put a button on the front of the website, so all they do is punch the button. You haven't done that yet, have you?
It's there on the left-hand link. It's a let us know button, so you can use that.
Very good. Thank you.
And before we move on to future agenda items, just this is an interesting wording. I just want everybody to know in Morro Bay, you can let the city know or let us know, and you don't have to just report a problem. You can also submit a compliment. And sometimes, and that's good to know because we have folks that are working hard in the city, and that's good to let them know that if they do something that you appreciate, let them know. And that's just a way of
summit or something instead of the joint update. Come down to the PWAB in December, and hopefully we can answer all your questions on street work in Morro Bay.
Totally. It's going to be a really interesting meeting simply for the infrastructure of Morro Bay. Richard, did you have something to say?
I did. I noticed there's some questions about the water bill and how it's being raised. Will we be made abreast about what's going on with that? Or can you now?
Yes. We will, as we get closer to having to do a rate increase, we'll bring that initially to the Public Works Advisory Board before it goes on to City Council. So we're just not quite ready. I need some more staffing in the department before we can take that on.
Okay, and with that said, I'm looking, we have no further comments. Call for adjournment. Our next meeting will be December 20th, 2012 at 6 p.m. for Public Works Advisory Board. Thank you, and we'll see you in 2 months.
Usually we don't have that. I mean, because we usually kind of, this is kind of a weird timing, because usually this meeting we have more stuff to talk about and we cancel the December one. But, Rob, he's all gung ho. Look at him. He's like understaffed and he wants to tell us all this stuff.